that, you know, that Yom Kippur, that the dinim of Yom Kippur, you know, present a kind of dialectic. And on the one hand, Achas Bashana, Yom Kippur is really the most unusual day of the year. In so many respects, again, I have 3 minutes, so I'm not going to elaborate. In another sense, it's just really striking that some of those very unusual phenomena find expression in Kol HaShana as well. And not only in Kol HaShana, but in a way which implies that their roots in Kol HaShana are responsible for their more intense treatment on Yom Kippur. And that if it wasn't for their relevance and their foundation in Kol HaShana, they really wouldn't have this impact on Yom Kippur as well. Let me just give you two quick examples. One example I spoke about 3 or 4 years ago is the requirement that a Kohen Gadol be married but to a single rather than multiple wives, a restriction on the Kohen Gadol's capacity to marry more. That halacha appears in the Gemara Yuma, and for all intents and purposes it would appear that it's a special din in Yom Kippur. And yet, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah quotes this halacha, that in general, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have multiple wives. Rambam in Perek Zayin, I'm not going to read it, Hilchos Yisurei Biyah halacha yud beis. The Ravid attacks this. How do you know such a thing? We know such a thing from Yom Kippur. How do you know that there is such a thing all year round? But there's another element. The Michas Chinuch raises a question. Why... he just points out, it's very striking that the Rambam, in the context of Yom Kippur, never mentions that he has to make sure the Kiper Bado Bad Beso, that he has only one wife and not multiple wives. So it's not just that the Rambam extends his halakha to Yisurei Biyah, he doesn't mention it as a requirement in Avodas Yom Kippurim. And he wonders why, and he has no answer. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, I'm sorry, Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Perek Hei Halacha Yud, there the Rambam actually mentions this halacha that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, for the sake of the Avoda, can only have a single rather than multiple wives. So the Minchas Chinuch wasn't completely wrong. The Rambam does mention the halacha, not only universally, but in connection to Yom Kippur. The Rav used to explain the Rambam Shita, Yisurei Biyah. The Rav asked a question. After all, generally, Yisurei Biyah require kidei shubah, right? Almana, grusha. How come here it just seems like he's not even allowed to marry more than one wife, even if there's no ba'al? So the Rav came up with a very beautiful explanation. So the Rambam Shita in Yisurei Biyah is not disconnected from Yom Kippur. The idea is that Kol HaShana, a Kohen Gadol, has to be roi likanes lekodesh hakadashim and Lamikdash to do the Avoda. His status all year round is defined by his special opportunity on Yom Kippur. And that's where the Rambam got this halakha from in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. And that's why it depends on being married, not on Kiddush HaBaal, because it's not an Yisurei Biyah halakha, it's really an Avodas Yom Kippurim halakha. As far as it goes, I think that's a very insightful, very important tahar. I would just like to take it one step in a little bit different direction. The Michas Chinuch was right that the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha where it should have been, which is in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. He mentions it in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. So what I'd like to suggest is that while this halacha is connected to Yom Kippur, what the Rambam is really telling us is indeed that there's a connection between Kol HaShana and Yom Kippur, but also in the other direction. Namely, if this was not a halacha in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, then it wouldn't have been a halacha in Avodas Yom Kippurim. Because the Achas Bashana of Yom Kippur intensifies, impacts on, but is rooted in, the categories of Kol HaShana. And therefore the Rambam specifically mentions even the Yom Kippur part in the general context of Avoda, so you should understand that it isn't just a din in Achas Bashana or readying all year round for Achas Bashana, but that the Achas Bashana is a continuum and an intensification of Kol HaShana. And I think with that, one could understand some anomalies, this is my final minute, about vidui as well. There's a big question, how to understand the vidui of Yom Kippur. There are discrepancies in the Rambam's presentation of it. In Perek Beis Halacha Ches. The Ram says, based on the Gemara, that the Iker Bidu Yavim Kippur is simply the words of Alanachnu Chatanu. In Perak Aleph Hilchos Tshuva, the Ram speaks about a very expansive bidui. Ana Hashem, Katasi Visi Pashati, Lifanecha, Nichamti, Boshti, Enichozel Dover Zeli Olam. The Rambam says that bidui requires Lefaritas HaChet, only Aval Chanachnu Chatanu. There's much to say about it, but not right now. The Rambam clearly had two ideas of bidui. There's the bidui of Tshuva, and the Rambam accentuates and projects bidui to the central role of Tshuva in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tshuva Halach Aleph, and in the Koteret, and in Mitzvah Ayin Hei, in Sefer Mitzvahs. But there's also clearly a din of bidui on Yom Kippur, which is part of the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippurim. In the Koteret of Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam speaks about doing everything kasidro, and he mentions the biduyin, the korbanos. Clearly, bidui on Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol is part of the Seder Ayom. When the Gemara in Yuman, Daf Samech, discusses what's ma'akev in the Seder, Dvar Manasim the Big Day Lavan Bifnim, or Lifnai Bilifnim, right? Rashi and the Rambam include biduyim. The Urayim mentioned specifically that the bidui on Yom Kippur is patterned after the bidui of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, which has nothing to do with Tshuva. It's a separate din in the Avoda. According to Rebbe in the Gemara in Shavuos, that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper B'li Tshuva, and the Sira Mishpaleach is Mechaper B'li Tshuva, there's still a din of vidui. So it seems like there's vidui as part of the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, and there's vidui in the context of Tshuva. But these are not two separate dinim. After all, the Rambam's central projection of the idea of vidui as the basis for tshuva is actually based on the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. I can't prove this now, but it's clear. It's not the vidui of Shar Korbanos, which the Rambam speaks about in Maisa Korbanos, Paragim Alachat Hazvav. It's the vidui, Oni Hashem Chatasi Avisi Pashati Lefanecha, of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So on the one hand, the Rambam thinks that vidui and tshuva on Yom Kippur is a little bit different. On the other hand, he thinks there's a din of vidui, at the same time there's a vidui which is unique to Yom Kippur and part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. And at the same time, the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is the foundation for tshuva shel kol hashana. And when the Rambam introduces this aval anachnu chatanu, it's in the context of saying, right, that even though tshuva applies all year round, all lifelong, right, but there's a special din on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim Zman Tshuva Liyachid Olarabim, Keit Slicho Mechilo Lekol Yisrael, Lefika Chayavim, Kol Yisrael Lasos Tshuva B'Yom Kippurim. And the very next halacha goes back to the bidui, Ikaro Vidos Yom Kippurim being Aval Anachnu Chatanu. So the context and all of these Rambams point to the fact that on the one hand there's a special din of bidui Yom Kippur going Gadol, and on the other hand, that is the basis for Tshuva Kol Hashana, although it also accounts for a readjustment of the Dinei Tshuva on Yom Kippur. How can all three of those things be true? But it's part of this larger pattern, which I think can be detected in maybe 10 other issues on Avodas Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, where you have this theme of Achas Bashana. This idea that to really appreciate the uniqueness of Yom Kippur and its impact, you have to know, number one, it's supposed to have transforming impact on the rest of the year. But you also have to understand that it comes from categories of that rest of the year itself. Let me finish with one final thought. The Mishnah says, Echta v'yashuv, ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva. Echta v'yom ha-kippur mechaper, right? It doesn't work. The Rambam puts them together, thinks it's the same halacha. The Mishnah sounds like they're two different halachos. One, ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva, and the other, just like it's anti-definitional. And I think this is the idea. The idea of echta, right, v'ashuv, is cynical, it's exploitive of tshuva. Tshuva turns into the basis for chet rather than the solution to chet. That's one halacha. But echta v'yom ha-kippur mechaper is just completely absurd and anti-definitional. Because if you don't realize that Yom Kippur is connected to the rest of the year, that the achas b'shana is rooted in a certain commitment to live on a certain level, kol hashana, so then you don't understand what Yom Kippur is. And then Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper is simply an absurdity. So in the schus of this unique opportunity of Achas B'Shana, I just want to wish everybody a Gmar Chesima Tova, Shnas Chaim V'Shalom, and we'll continue Mir Tashem after. 132.